You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that. The first time you have sex might hurt a little. Maybe even two more times after that. But if you just keep at it, it'll get better. If you have female anatomy, this is probably something you've heard often in many conversations about sex for the first time. But what if it hurts and it doesn't stop hurting? What if it feels like anything you put up there is hitting a brick wall at the entrance and your body just won't allow it? It won't allow a tampon, a finger, a male organ, or anything to get up there without putting you in excruciating pain. If this is you, you may have vaginismus. I know, it sounds like some UTI, but it's actually a sexual dysfunction many women may go through, and one that is rarely spoken of out of shame or lack of knowledge about it. In this episode, we'll be talking again to the amazing Dr. Bumi Zander about the causes and treatments of vaginismus and how you can start or get back to having a better relationship with your body.
Right. So first and foremost, in terms of how the person experiences it, in terms of the definition, yes, it is a condition, you know, that involves an involuntary, if I can say, an involuntary muscle spasm of the pelvic floor muscles, and it can be experienced as pain, difficulty, or even impossible for sexual intercourse to occur.
There are different types of vaginismus. Primary vaginismus is typically when you've never had successful penetration. It's when you've never been able to successfully have a medical exam or put a tampon on or had anything penetrate you before. Secondary vaginismus is when you've had successful penetration before, but after a traumatic event or anything that may affect your emotional or psychological well-being, your body and mind no longer allow you to have successful penetration. Dr. Zander also speaks about situational vaginismus.
When, you know, they are having a gynecological exam, but nothing with actual sexual function. It's important, you know, when we look at the diagnosing as well, I think it's important to understand that a lot of women, we will experience some kind of pain at some point during our sexual life. But the problem is when it is persistent for longer than 6 months, it happens almost always, frequently or almost always when a person is encountered with that situation. And it is absolutely distressing for that person that we are concerned that it is actually a dysfunction or a syndrome, so to speak. So I don't want people thinking, you know, during your PMS, when you're a little bit dry and you're unable to penetrate, you think, oh my gosh, do I have vaginismus? And it like I said, it's something that can be steeped in the psychology of a person and associated with a lot of fear as well. So it is important to understand, and we'll chat about this when we get to how do you approach in terms of the treatment modalities?
So how do you know if you have it? How do you know if you're just not ready or if you have an actual sexual dysfunction that needs treatment?
Remember, like we said, the actual symptoms or the presentation of it is that you have this abnormal or involuntary muscle spasm that can cause painful sexual intercourse. It can actually come across as a tightness, pain, or even a burning sensation. So when we think about causes, we have to look at, there may be physical stresses that may be underlying, it may be emotional stresses or both. It also could be physical or rather gynecological issues mm-hmm. that somebody actually has. So when we think about emotional stresses, it could be things like fear, like for example, fear of pain, especially in the younger inexperienced, fear of pain, fear of maybe falling pregnancy, anxiety about performance. If there are relationship issues, those will also really play a role. And of course, traumatic life events, including a history of either rape or abuse, childhood experiences. If somebody grew up in an environment where there were sexual portrayals, for example, and inappropriate things that somebody might have been exposed to. When we think about the physical or the physical or physiological causes, these can include things like somebody going through menopause, somebody, the pain of childbirth might trigger that kind of thing. If somebody has never had adequate lubrication, foreplay, and therefore had an unusually painful experience, they may kind of embed that as something that will always happen. And then of course, if you get there are types of medications that can, as a side effect, can cause that as a trigger.
I know this may seem like a lot to take in, but one thing you have to know is that suffering with vaginismus is not your fault. It can be triggered by sexual trauma or fear or other factors that are out of your control. But there are treatments available to help your body to release and open up. And if you're taking the medical route, Dr. Zender suggests
multidisciplinary team. We are fortunate in the sense that we get women coming in for all kinds of things. It could be for their contraceptive. It could be for something is not okay down there. It could be for a pregnancy. It could be. This is a window of opportunity for us to always ask about sexual function and sexual pleasure, because this is when you are likely to pick up if something is not okay. So from our side, the important part is, one, taking a good history and understanding if somebody has sexual pain, you want to assess what kind of pain they're having. You want to assess any underlying issues, whether psychological or actual physical issues that they may have. So ours is to do a full history-taking examination and assessing if it really there is something to be concerned about. And if there is, like I said, it's a multidisciplinary team. From our side, very often, even if you're not going to, and if you are the first point of contact with vaginismus, you are most likely are not going to successfully be able to do something like a pap smear, because you also want to create an environment for the patient to first get to understand their own bodies. Why is their body behaving that way? Mm-hmm. And slowly how to get better from that. So what I usually do, thank God for a beautiful, amazing team we have in Johannesburg of sexual health practitioners. The majority of them, we are under a banner called My Sexual Health or SASHA, South African Society of Sexual Health. So the first thing for us is you assess, you do an exam as far as you can, and then you refer someone. Very often it's a referral to a sexual health trained psychologist, mm-hmm. and as well as the one that is really amazing is a combination of a physiotherapist. But for me, I prefer the so-called the pelvic floor physiotherapist, the ones who are actually trained in sexual health, because you want to be able to understand the issues. And then, of course, from our side, depending on from a medical perspective, if there are underlying medical conditions that need to be treated. If we're talking about issues of menopause where you get estrogen depletion, you want to be able to sort that out. But it really is a multidisciplinary team that may or may not involve all these people that I've mentioned. The other quite important one is a psychiatrist. They may actually need a psychiatrist over and above a psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, depending on the underlying causes, the important part is always send somebody or treat them from a multidisciplinary perspective.
Mm-hmm. And just a final question. I think more than not being able to get medical checkups or use a tampon or anything like that, vaginismus really affects a person's sexual experience. So what advice do you have, or what options can you say are there for women who are living with vaginismus that won't leave them in pain or feeling uncomfortable when it comes to sex? What do you suggest that they, what steps should they take to be fulfilled in their sexual experiences outside of just, you know, penetrative sex?
Yeah. Look, I mean, that question comes in two, because on the one hand, I think, first of all, I am so excited and proud about this kind of work we're doing, because a lot of women don't get help because they don't know. And sometimes they will go to, you know, gynecologists who might not know. It is important to know that vaginismus is actually a successfully treatable condition, provided you get the right help. Go see a gynae. If the gynae doesn't send you to a sexual medicine team, then something is not okay there, because like I said, it's a multidisciplinary team. So get help from people who are trained in particularly female sexual dysfunction, or know how to handle that. That's the first one. But also at home, or and I think this is the part where I always say it's not inside, it's on top. The majority of women are able to have an orgasm just from clitoral stimulation. Now, I don't want to be naive, because very often when somebody has vaginismus, it may be linked with other sexual dysfunctions, for example, desire or orgasmic, or even arousal dysfunctions. So it is possible for you to be not just limited from the perspective of I've got vaginismus, but because of that, the lack or the desire for sex kind of also goes down. The desire to be interactive with my partner also goes down. Mm-hmm. And this is where the evaluation becomes important. Evaluating a person, the type of vaginismus, situational, or is it global? Is it a primary thing? Are they underlying? Because for some people, if they are underlying psychological issues, you'll find that they affect them, even if it's just, you know, self-pleasuring. But to answer your questions, intercourse or intimacy is not just penetrative. There is so much more in the spectrum of intimacy, and it's important, particularly for us as women, because we haven't always had this platform and this sort of like freedom to be able to express ourselves and to ask for what we want, how we want it. Explore with your own body, try new things, even with your partner. But most importantly, if there are problems, get help. It's not normal, it's not okay. Get help. There are people who are trained and do this work really beautifully. We have so many success stories of women that have been treated successfully, went on not only to have penetrative intercourse, they have children, they are able to get their exams done, and more importantly, they are enjoying their sex lives.
This show is hosted by me, Pam Magwaza, and it is produced here at Drum Magazine. Special thanks to the fabulous Dr. Mbumi Zanda, and you can follow her on Instagram at Dr. Gaini. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to have safe and consensual sex. See you soon.
Did you know Drum Magazine is now fully digital? Yes, our content is now at the touch of your fingertips. Simply download the News24 app, register to create your profile, click on Discover, and choose the Drum logo to read our content. Alternatively, visit drum.co.za. See you soon.